This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter's nothing interesting to say.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
When you're right, Edith. And ENN is sponsored by the All-American Ford Auto Group. Shop the largest and best Ford group in the Northeast at allamericanford.net. All-American Ford has the largest selection and best prices with locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Start off by saying good evening to Michael.
I am a believer in analytics, you bunch of freaks.
And we'll say good evening to Don.
I like to take the ticket, and I like to put it in a book.
I'd also like to say good evening to Michael.
Have you ever seen me shirtless?
And to Marshawn.
Take care of y'all chicken.
Thank you. And to Ida.
Peter, you look very handsome.
Well, guys, LSU beats Clemson 42-25 to capture the national championship of college football. Joe Burrow, 463 yards, 5 touchdowns, ran for another one. One of the great seasons in college football history as the number one LSU Tigers beat the number three Clemson Tigers and became national champions. They also snap Clemson's 29-game winning streak. Let's hear a little play-by-play from ESPN Radio, shall we? Want to hear some Burrow action? Here you
sure.
go.
Burrow throws to the end zone, far side, and it is caught by Terrace Marshall. With Darian Kendrick in coverage, it's an LSU touchdown of 24 yards. Capping an 8-play, 57-yard drive that might just put it away for these LSU Tigers.
You know, you wonder, LSU's played so well. They won a national championship under Ed Orgeron, and USC can't get out of its own way in hiring coaches. They had the guy as an interim coach. He went 6-2, and they didn't feel that his accent would play in Hollywood with the
Come
boosters.
On, you're
yeah.
joking.
Yeah, that's why they didn't hire him.
By the way, not only is it a stupid reason, how wrong do you get it? You don't think that that accent would play anywhere?
Well, it didn't play in Ole Miss, where he was terrible for 3 years.
But that doesn't matter. That's not because of the accent.
Right. Well, maybe you can extrapolate and go, the accent caused him not to be able to recruit kids. Who knows? He's perfect at LSU.
I don't even know what the accent they're referring to is.
You know, I remember growing up there, man, losing was an option. It was not an option, man. You have to win. They win in Benny basketball. You had to win in the backyard. Cajun people took a lot of pride in who they were. LSU was big, obviously, watching Ronnie Estee and them play. So it's going to mean a lot to them. I mean, they're very prideful. It means a lot to everybody in the state of Louisiana. Everybody bled the purple and gold. I think it's a tremendous night for everybody.
As I said earlier, it sounds like he just has a whole mouthful of soup and he doesn't want any of it to spit out.
I don't even
what
know.
What the heck are you going to
do? Yeah, what else did he say?
Welcome on. There's Ronnie. Go there. There's Ronnie. Go there. Touchdown. There's Ronnie. Touchdown.
That would fly. And then Baton Rouge.
Oh, they sure. carry you off the field.
He's the real Cajun Don.
But that's definitely not an accent. I just think that's the way.
No, it's both. It is both. It is the accent.
Where's he from?
He's the guy from Waterboy.
That's all he's got down.
Yeah, it's Farmer Fran.
You know, speaking of Waterboy, so Adam Sandler got skipped over for a nomination.
By the way, it's wrong.
But then he said... He said, I guess they didn't want the Sandman at the Oscars. He said, but I'm glad Mama's going. I had a picture of Kathy Bates when she was the mother of the character in Waterboy.
Oh, really?
She got nominated.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's very happy he doesn't have to wear a tuxedo. So.
They couldn't throw a... You want to have a bigger audience for the Oscars. If Adam Sandler was nominated, you'd get a bigger audience. You'd get different people that would be watching the show.
I'd be more interested. I'll tell you what, though. There are some tough categories. You know, there's some categories where the names in them are as big a list of nominees as you'll ever see.
Ever.
Best, let's see. Even the names in actress, supporting actress, Kathy Bates, Laura Dern, Scarlett, Florence Pugh, I don't really know her from Little Women, and Margot Robbie, Maige. Actor supporting. This may be the best category in the history of acting. Not in terms of acting, but in terms of fame. Tom Hanks, Anthony Hopkins, Al Pacino, Joe Pesci, Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a category.
Also, ridiculous Tom Hanks as a supporting actor. Ridiculous.
Why?
Because he was the star of the movie.
But I thought he wasn't.
Yeah, he kind of was. You could say the other guy was a bit
I thought the writer is who it's about.
It's a real stretch that Tom Hanks is the supporting actor in that movie. Real stretch.
But that's just basing it on what the movie's about. The movie's about the writer, not him.
Yeah, but it's about him, too.
Not according to everything that I read.
Have you seen the movie?
No, I haven't seen
the movie. All right, then
you got to pipe down. Oh, my God.
It's not about seeing the movie. I've read the movie. I've seen interviews that tell me that people are misunderstanding. It's not a movie about his life. It's a movie about the situation with the writer, and it's really based around him.
If you would put the amount of lines that each of them had in the movie, Tom Hanks had more than the other guy. The other guy was great.
We'll have our intern added up, the same one who counted Don's lines.
How accurate has he been?
Now, awful. Actor in a leading role, Banderas, DiCaprio, Adam Driver, Joaquin Phoenix, and Jonathan Pryce from The Two Popes. By the way, that's the spot. That's the Sandler spot. We were going all stars this year. The Two Popes? I don't know one human who saw The Two Popes.
Well, it's not about popularity.
I know. And who's Jonathan Pryce?
I don't know.
I think Vincent Price's son.
That should be Sandler's spot.
Grandson,
I'm sorry.
By the way, it's not a fact, but I just...
By the way,
it with enough conviction, I think people might have believed it.
Last one I'll give you here, by the way. Director, Scorsese, Tarantino, the guy who did Parasite, Bong Joon-ho, Sam Mendes, and Todd Phillips.
I've heard it pronounced Mendes.
I've heard that as well, actually.
Yeah, which is where you got a good soup.
That's right.
Yeah.
And this whole Best Picture category being this long, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nine movies.
Right, you couldn't throw in Uncut Gems?
You can go to
10.
They did nine movies.
Did we have 10 last year?
They've been doing this for years. I mean, Ford versus Ferrari, Dipperstein was watching when I was in Hollywood. I get it. It's about cars. Every time I went down, I heard driving.
Kathy Bates also answered Adam Sandler's text. Jarv just sent it to me. She said, I love you, my Bobby Boucher. You was Rob, but mama loves you. I learned a new urban slang word for you. You the goat. Not the one we eat at home, son.
That's a great tweet from Kathy Bates. Good. And great job from Oz, Jarv, delivering that. But, I mean, come on. Jojo Rabbit? No. That's the Uncut Gem spot. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, you could have 10 pictures. Why is it left out? Why did they stop at 9?
And if you're going to have this many, it's absurd. By the way, we never played this audio the other day. Did you guys hear the Aaron Rodgers, the weird kind of interesting of the Aaron Rodgers interaction on Sunday?
Yeah, it was a very odd interview.
I'm just going to enjoy a nice glass of scotch tonight and get onto the film, San Fran, and get ready for a tough opponent.
All right, old man. I can joke with you about that. Congrats.
Thanks.
Very odd.
It was an odd ending, no?
The whole interview was weird.
She kept goofing.
Aaron was trying to get him to say something, and he wasn't playing.
Like she was trying to play.
Right.
She was playing on the fact that they obviously have a friendship and a personal vibe. She was playing into it. You know, we said this yesterday off the air. I mean, let's be honest. Aaron Rodgers, if he wasn't the greatest ever, we'd find his personality pretty obnoxious and snarky.
That's tough.
Did you hear the first thing he said when she asked him about Davante Adams and how good he was?
No, what was it again?
He was brilliant on, and you, Michael, you made the point. You thought his receivers were better than he was.
Well, much better.
On Sunday. And she asked about him, and he goes, I mean, listen, I wish he would have stayed in bounds on that last play.
Oh, yes,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, oh, come on, dude. Chill out. Guys, how did we not mention this earlier?
Yeah, not sure.
Tell us.
Is there anything more pathetic
None.
Than the Knicks running a halftime contest in which they have a fan shoot from half court? The fan hits it. And wins $1,000 in lottery scratch-offs?
Yeah, so after you win a contest, they want you to win 10,000 more contests.
$1,000, though, Michael.
Yeah.
The Lakers just did the same thing, and someone hit it a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was $100,000. A half-court shot's not a three-pointer. It's not a free throw. $1,000 in scratch-offs?
Well, maybe you win millions of dollars in those scratch-offs. Stop being
a hater.
Or maybe
you win nothing. And you get nothing for hitting a half-court shot.
And he scratched them off. He won it ended up being 560.
That's it?
$570. Half court in front of an entire stadium. Honestly, what's the number you think that should be worth for a legitimate?
At least $100,000.
At least $100,000, right?
At least $100,000.
That's embarrassing.
Do it every home game or that just occasionally?
No, no, they don't do it every game.
It must be every game, and we hear about it now because he hit it. Well, the New York Lottery is one of their sponsors.
Okay, so if it's every game, it gets a little bit more forgivable. But no one's going to hit
not
it.
Forgivable.
So you still got to knock it up to 25 grand,
the
50
the
grand.
The thing that you do with those, like when we run contests like that, you get insurance on it.
I don't think
people like give insurance on it.
I don't think you have to give insurance if it's that low amount.
100 grand?
No, but what Peter's talking
about. No, I'm saying 100 grand.
Now, but if you do it every single day.
RJ just told me, and I was not aware of this, that this may affect the number a little bit. It should. He gets 30 seconds to make one. It's not one shot. So you get to heave it.
You know, I've seen Steph Curry not be able to hit half-court shots.
But still, what are you going to give? He gets 30 seconds to do it.
But
he can heave up at least 10, 12 shots maybe.
But for the record.
Depending on when how often he's getting that back to him.
It's scratch-offs. They got to give at least 10,000.
Not if they're doing it every game and he gets 30 seconds, this is perfect. It's
no. The number of thousands in barrel.
No.
1,000 in scratch-offs?
Have you ever played scratch-off at lottery?
Yeah, I couldn't scratch
it. If you do 1,000 scratch-offs, all that little gray stuff is all over your table.
Oh, you have to buy a new house.
Yeah, you got to clean it. You got to hire
somebody. But you can't
afford
a new house, or you can't even afford a cleaning lady with $570.
It's such a thing.
Second mention of a cleaning lady.
Because in my family, that's like a great like birthday gift, Christmas.
1,000? Well, you guys are
rich. No, 1,000 of them. Usually you get 2 or 5, you know, something like that, between 2 and 5. I won't scratch them off indoors. I don't want it in the house.
It's a disaster.
It's ridiculous. We can't find some technology where it just doesn't mess your hands up and gets dust all over the floor.
Excellent point. Work on that. MIT, work on that.
Now, I love outside.
It's true.
So speaking of money and speaking of gambling, do you want to hear how New Jersey sports betting, an update on how New Jersey sports gambling has gone?
I'm sure they're crushing it.
June to December 2018. They made $1.19 billion.
Come on. What's the excuse, New York?
Then
Governor Cuomo, what's the excuse?
January, $385 million. Bop, 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 bop. To make a long story short.
Too late.
They're up to $5.77 billion.
And New York doesn't need it. A water main broke the other day that I'm sure was laid under the earth when Teddy Roosevelt was working as a policeman in New York, for God's sakes. I mean,
did you see
that? It was probably like 1890. That pipe.
Speaking of public servants, did you see that Bruce Springsteen's son Sam was sworn in to the fire department of the town in Jersey where they live?
No, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
The Rumson.
I'm not sure exactly where they live now, but
I'm gonna find that story.
It's kind of odd.
What's
not
odd?
The Springsteen stuff. The stuff you were talking about previous.
Now, Chad Johnson.
Ocho Cinco
is going to be trying out for the Houston football team in the XFL. He said the opportunity to kick in the XFL has presented itself. I must try out Monday in Houston. I'm excited as hell, and I'm sure all will go well.
Why is there not more buzz for this? Is it just because there's current football that is satisfying our appetite and we'll be jonesing for it as soon as the Super Bowl is over?
I think that's it.
We're 3 weeks away, though.
But it's close, and I don't...
Yeah, but what
I'm
kind
finally
of publicity
starting to see
are you
some ads.
Get?
I don't know, but I just thought when the USFL started, even the original XFL, there seemed to be more of a buzz. There just doesn't seem to be anything.
They
better run some ads during the Super Bowl.
They're not going to run ads.
Well,
they
have to.
At $4 million
well,
a pop?
Well, I mean, you want people to
you
know.
You've got to run one
during the Super Bowl. It's the last meaningful football game that's going to be played this year. You want to let people know there's other football coming. Michael, we've got a team in New York. I mean, is anybody talking about it? We don't even know.
Brady might play because he moved to Greenwich.
If it's on the radio. And I thought, unless it's not, but I thought when we threw that out like a week ago, like what station they're going to be on, I would be inundated with tweets. Oh, they're going to be on this station. No, I got nothing.
So you think no one knows what's going on? You know, it's funny.
I don't think they care.
Well, it's funny.
Now, you've had a former connection with the WWE. Are you going to be involved in the Guardians at all?
No, not that I know of. Hmm. It did interest me. And I will tell you, the other day, Ebro asked me. He was like, has anyone from the XFL contacted us about coming up here? And I was like, no. And Ebro was kind of like, really? No one wants to come promote the local?
You said this on the air?
No.
Oh,
I'm saying it on the air.
So there's a private conversation.
I just aired it all out.
Might be a lost cause, my G.
That's a good point. Now,
cookies.
Australian Open, weird situation.
Yeah.
Cookies.
A player was forced to retire from a qualifying match because of having a, like, an absolute coughing fit caused by the smoke from the raging wildfires in Australia. Her opponent said, her name, Delila Jakupovic. I was really scared that I would collapse. I've never had a breathing problem. I actually like heat, but I just couldn't breathe anymore and fell to the floor. Two other players experienced breathing issues during their matches that are held in Melbourne.
I know, obviously, the Australian Open is big for tourism and stuff like that. And I'm not saying this one way or the other, but it's certainly worth the discussion.
Should they be
what
playing
What is
right
the
now?
Advisability of playing a sporting event amongst the ruins, amidst the ruins? I mean, this country is being ravaged by these fires.
And wasn't there a way?
And then we're going to play and we're going to have a tennis tournament, too.
Don't you think there was a way, though, too, with the tennis schedule? Like, Serena won an event last week, right?
And she gave the money.
And gave the money to Australia. Now, she won a tune-up. Isn't there a way, though, with how many tournaments they have in the coming months as they lead towards the summer, they could pick something like a month? I know it throws off the schedule. You pick something 3 weeks or a month out, swap dates.
It's certainly worth the conversation. Maybe they had it. I just think it's a bad optic that you're playing, a rich person's sport as a country is burning down.
And then it's also not good probably for the players, as we just see. This is not good.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about how – I know this sounds messed up. We've never heard of this person. She was a qualifier. Well, what if it's Rafa Nadal, or Federer, who goes into a coughing fit and falls on the ground? How does that look? Or Serena?
Unless they just were assured it's not a big deal and didn't take into account this particular aspect of it. Like, are people in danger? Can people get there? Is the quality of the air okay, but just wasn't for her, but for general people it was? I don't know what kind of work they did.
Here's a happy story that Don brought to the table. Last night, TJ McConnell was mic'd up for the Pacers, and we normally make fun of how bad mic'ing up usually is.
Mm-hmm.
It usually sounds like just grunts. Hey, don't you see me? You see me? Give me the ball. I did. Yeah. Right. That's basically
it. You've never been a fan of mic'd up.
No, that's every mic'd up.
Mm-hmm.
Football! They're playing football!
We mic'd up Jadeveon Clowney. Let's hear what he had to say.
Hey, man. Hey, get your man. Get your man, G. All right. Yeah. What's this going on? All right. Thanks, coach. All right.
Take care of y'all chicken.
So, powerful stuff from the sidelines. You can get right inside Jadeveon's head. Now, let's see.
You're going to hurt your voice. Please.
I know. Doing Tessitore hurts. Let's.
Oh, I thought that was Harlan.
No, that wasn't Harlan. It was Tessitore.
Oh, I heard a little Harlan in it.
No, Harlan is, the guy is drunk. Tessitore is, and it's 21-7 with 13 minutes to go in the second quarter.
The guy is drunk.
It's different. Here's TJ McConnell, mic'd up.
You got the technical? Who? Brett?
I don't want to pay the fine.
Brett, did Brett get it? Anna wants a new couch, and you just took that from her. You ain't about this. Go back down there. Your Redskins were good this year. Those shoes are terrible. Why? Those green shoes. Hey, did you lose a bet wearing those?
And this is him taunting Ben Simmons, who went to LSU.
I'm a huge Clemson fan tonight. Huge Clemson fan.
See, that's fantastic. Good. That's what you want from mic'd up. That'll do it for ENN.
Also, I wanted to take
a
moment.
Thank you.
You know, Brian came up with his lovely wife today. Of course, Brian from Hopewell Junction. And the heat was helped out with the money that was won by a listener.
Mm-hmm.
I think her name was Christina.
Correct.
It's his birthday today.
It was his birthday?
It was Brian's birthday.
I didn't even know.
And I want to wish him a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Brian. It was nice to finally see you face-to-face.
Pleasure meeting you guys.
Cheer. I have one more ENN story.
Really?
Remember you played we didn't play the Antonio Brown stuff yesterday.
No.
The foul tirade that he had on Facebook Live.
While on Instagram Live while his children
are there.
And the no, but the children and the mother of the children, I think, were all leaving with the police.
Right, and he's yelling terrible things at the police.
Vile things in front of his children.
The Hollywood, Florida Police Department had enough, so they returned his donation to the Athletic League, the Police Athletic League. We don't want anything from you.
Wow.
Nice.
Good for them. I like that kind of reaction.
No, well, it's vindictive.
It's
you like
very
that.
Very vindictive.
I appreciate it.
Narc to share a lot.
He's not well, by the way.
No, he's
this is not Antonio Brown just being crazy AB. He's got real serious problems. Someone, if there's anyone out there who actually cares about Antonio Brown, someone should be doing something because he is not
well.
How
about his agent?
Diane McKay said that Bruce's son Sam was sworn in as a Jersey City firefighter.
Okay, and there was actually a picture. I guess he was at a restaurant this afternoon in Jersey City. Bruce Springsteen.
Well, he was there for the swearing. Yeah.
It's interesting too, though, because
Brian Williams was also in attendance.
Well, and this one important thing for him to remember: you can't start a fire without a spark.
You know what? That's
all right.
That's that. We say the reason. There's an example of why he's the reason.
Or why he's going to be taken off the air shortly. Michael Kasha on 98.7 ESPN, brought to you by Geico. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save, also the kind of service you get. Good thing Geico's been perfecting both for over 75 years. We're giving away an opportunity to hang out with some Jets at Jets House. That's coming up. Kayla Greco Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.